1 o'clock, he said, striding past Ollie towards the windows. Lunch is ready and it's a glorious summer's day, not that you'd know, in this pit. He pulled the curtains open and the bright sunshine spilled in, revealing piles of clothes, magazines, games, strewn across the floor. But Arthur wasn't interested in those. He'd kicked some pants out of the way and stepped up to the glass. Better view of the neighbour's garden from here, that was for sure. Down below, on the broad patio deck next to the Foley's barbecue and swing seat, Arthur could see the workman laying out the contents of the crate. And supervising, of course, was Brian Foley himself in pink shorts and a Hawaiian shirt, that ever-present beer in hand. Oh, no, said Arthur to himself, shaking his head. Surely not. What's the problem now? Said Ollie, headphones tipped off one ear. But